The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. We are going to go right now to Minneapolis to the courtroom where the verdict is being read in the Chauvin trial. Right now, live.
Minnesota plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, defendant. Verdict count one. Court file number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count two. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count two, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count three. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson, 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number two, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number nine, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts, so say you one, so say you all?
Yes.
Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly. I have to thank you on behalf of the people of the state of Minnesota for not only jury service, but heavy-duty jury service. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to follow the deputy back into your usual room, and I will join you in a few minutes to answer questions and to advise you further. So all rise for the jury.
There you have it, folks. Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all counts. You heard it live from the courtroom in Minneapolis. He has been found guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Is the judge talking about the sentencing at this point, Jeff? Let's go back and listen to the audio. Hang on, we'll go back to the courtroom.
Turnable in 4 weeks, and we will also have a briefing on, after you get the PSI, 6 weeks from now, and then 8 weeks from now we will have sentencing. We'll get you the exact dates in a scheduling order. Is there a motion on behalf of the state?
Move to have the court revoke the defendant's bail and remand him into custody pending sentencing.
Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff. Anything further?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Guilty on all counts. Bail has been revoked. As we speak, Derek Chauvin is being led from the courtroom in handcuffs to go back to jail. Sentencing will not occur until at least 8 weeks. At least 2 months from now, sentencing will occur. What does that mean? Well, we don't know yet. The maximum sentence for second-degree unintentional murder is imprisonment of not more than 40 years. The maximum sentence for third-degree murder is imprisonment of not more than 25 years. Maximum sentence for second-degree manslaughter is 10 years and or a $20,000 fine. I am certainly not a legal expert, but I believe the judge can choose any of those lengths of time. He can choose that they be served concurrently or consecutively. So at this point, the sentence is certainly going to be speculation. I would assume he's going to be sentenced to at least 20 to 30 years in prison. Now, here's what we can anticipate. An appeal. And there is a very good chance. Now, again, you're listening to someone who does not pretend to be a legal expert of any kind, and I want you to know that. I am a layman. I am speculating, but I think I'm speculating on with good reason. The fact that the jury was not sequestered during the course of the trial, I think, was a horrible mistake. Because the news media covered this trial every single night through the entire trial, and they were not sequestered. Maxine Waters demanded a guilty verdict or a promise of violence. Now, she didn't use those terms, but that's certainly any reasonable person would assume that she meant if we don't get a guilty verdict, we're going to burn the place down. That was before that those comments were made and well publicized before the jury was sequestered. The judge himself said that those comments by Maxine Waters were deplorable. That's what the judge said. The comments by Maxine Waters were deplorable, and the judge said her comments could lead to the basis of an appeal. Now, Derek Chauvin is not going to get out of jail anytime soon. His bail has been revoked. He will not get out of jail until the sentencing, and it is highly unlikely that he would get out of jail after that, pending an appeal. So he's going to spend a considerable amount of time in jail no matter what happens, but you can almost guarantee that there will be an appeal somewhere down the line. And the comments of Maxine Waters and possibly the President of the United States, although his comments were made after the jury was sequestered, it wouldn't surprise me if his comments were used as part of an appeal as well. Will that appeal be granted and a new trial? I think that's a very real possibility. But that's way, way down the road. I hope, I pray that the fact that he was found guilty unanimously on all counts will tamp down the violence tonight, not only in Minnesota, but here. If you drive through downtown Columbus, Ohio, downtown Columbus, Ohio tonight is boarded up. It's boarded up. Because it's something that's happening in Minnesota. But that is the volatile world that we're living in today as a result of the continual rhetoric and inflammatory emphasis of the liberal left. But I pray There will be peace not only in Minneapolis, but around the country tonight. There you have it. Guilty on all charges. Derek Chauvin off to prison. We'll take a break. If you have comments, if you agree, if you disagree, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to get it off your chest, call me, 877-BOB-LIVE. We know the verdict, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida today. In case you have not heard, Derek Chauvin, former police officer in Minneapolis, has been found guilty on all charges. Guilty on all charges. Bail has been revoked, and sentencing has been scheduled for approximately 8 weeks from now. In other news concerning this, Maxine Waters, I think any reasonable person would agree that Maxine Waters was inciting violence in her comments a few days ago. Minority Leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, called for a vote to censure Maxine Waters. That move was defeated by a vote of 216 to 210. That should tell you a lot about the liberal left in our government today. Unwilling to condemn comments by someone in their own party. That's sad. All right. I ask for you to call and share your thoughts, and we can go to Al in Westerville, Ohio. Al, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Now, Al, be on your best behavior, because we're not just in Ohio. We're in Florida, too. So I'm, you know, be good, all right?
Well, I was actually the other day talking to my good friend Joey Scarborough on MSNBC. And I love Joey dearly. I've known him for a long time, and we are friends. And I have to be on good behavior, because I don't want the FCC getting mad at you.
Well, thank you. Scarborough, of course, has gone far, far, far left, and you're a conservative. Can you have productive talks with him, or has he just become completely unreasonable?
On certain things, on foreign policy, we can talk rationally. When it comes to domestic policy, liberalism, wokeness, fill in the blanks, he's in left field and I'm in right field.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk about the calm before the storm? What do you mean by that?
Well, this is the calm before the storm, because I blame the New York Times, the Post, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS. I think I might have missed it, and Fox 2. I think to and all of the mainstream media, major outlets, because they have been stoking this in Minneapolis for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, and I feel for the jury, because they had their backs up against the wall. If they did not render a verdict, which they did today, then we would have mayhem in the streets of America tonight. So I think I honestly don't believe they gave a fair verdict, and that's going to come out. Maxine Waters has given an opening for a mistrial. There's a lot of things that can be done. I've talked to attorney friend of mine who is a constitutional scholar. I even talked to my dear daughter-in-law, who is a newly minted attorney. I asked her her opinion. She said, well, I'm not sure, and I need to read some more till I give an opinion, and she'll do that. But I think with what's happening, this will embolden the liberal left, the rioters who come out every night to attack the police. I mean, we had National Guardsmen who were shot at and injured in Minneapolis. What I find very strange is one woman who was shot during the Capitol Hill uprising, melee, riot, whatever you want to call it. The identity of the Capitol police officer is being withheld, hidden by the mainstream media. If the person was of a different persuasion, different makeup, there would be calls for that officer to be lynched publicly. And that's the sad part about it. I think Joseph Biden should have kept his mouth quiet, along with Pelosi and many members of the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. They should have let this thing be handled as a legal proceeding and not turned into a repeat of the Rodney King, OJ trial.
Yeah. Well, there is so much disinformation out there, and sadly, there is no accountability in the news media for it. Hey, Al, thanks. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate you calling.
No problem. Best of joy.
Thank you. Someone did on the street survey a few days ago. They went into some African American communities and asked just people on the street, common black folks on the street, would you give me an estimate of how many black people are killed by police every year? Of those surveyed, now this was not a scientific survey, I want you to know that, but of those that were surveyed, most of them said thousands. Thousands. There are thousands every year. Last year, there were 241 black people killed by police. 80% of them had weapons. So unarmed, just a handful. Now, one person killed unjustly is too many, all right? The year before that, in the year 2019, there were 235 black people killed by police. Total. This is the absolute total. The year before that, 209. So around 200 a year. The number of white people killed by police, close to 500. Now, the only thing I'm pointing out is that is not public perception, but that is fact. But as I say constantly, the liberal left does not deal with facts or truth, but emotion and hysteria.